Access granted.
Subject: interview with Bob Breakin and Brian Hickey. Body: on 5/17/2023, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, was tasked with the mission of interviewing the awesome Bob Breakin and Brian Hickey regarding their brand new Kickstarter book project, My Palatoy Story. Here's what we could show you from that G14 classified recording.
Access granted.
Hello and welcome to The Full Force Redacted, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On the show today, we have got the men behind the very exciting book Kickstarter project, My Palatoy Story, by Palatoy legend Bob Breakin, with design by toy photography and graphic design genius Brian Hickey. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you both doing? We'll start with Bob, because I haven't seen you in ages, Bob. How are you, mate?
I'm okay, fine, yeah, still alive, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing, you're
still
here.
Still playing football.
Oh, you're doing better than I am then. I still haven't found a team out in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, it's killing me.
I needed to get this book sorted out with Brian in case anything happens to me.
Oh no, don't say that. How are you, Brian? How are you doing, buddy?
doing great. Great to be back in the full force.
Absolutely. I miss you as well, mate. I just see you more often, so it's not like I don't like you as much as, but I mean, I do like Bob a lot more than you, but it's irrelevant.
Everybody likes Bob a lot more, so, but I'm comfortable with that because I like Bob a lot more too.
We all like each other.
I'm glad, that's the main thing, isn't it? Bob, we're going to start with you, pal, on this one. I imagine this sort of project didn't just happen a few weeks ago. How long have you been working on this and what made you want to do the book in the first place?
Well, crikey me. I've probably been doing this for about 10 years.
Yeah. compiling all the evidence.
Yeah. You look at things on social media and stuff like that, and things aren't quite right, and they're all patchy, different places.
Yes.
There are things on there that aren't right on about Palatoy. I thought it all needs to go together,
Genius.
In one sort of publication. I'm not saying it's going to be all right, because... but there'll be a lot of things in there that people will, think, oh, crikey, that's good. Didn't know that. Or
should I ask this question? How many years has it been since you were at Palatoy now?
Since I was at Palatoy?
Yeah.
I left in 84. That's okay. Nearly, what's that? 20, that's 40 years, isn't it?
Hang on, yes.
40 years next year.
It's the anniversary of you leaving Palatoy, mate. That's...
Yeah, well, this would be an anniversary book, won't it?
Yes, absolutely.
If Brian gets it out there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's a slacker, isn't he? He's only released 7 books this year.
That's right. Oh, by the way, Brian, thanks very much. They arrived today.
Yay, that's brilliant.
Still haven't got mine.
Action Force, the soft cover, yes.
Still haven't got mine. Where's mine, Brian? Come on. Chop chop, mate. Chop chop. That's amazing. Well, that's another we will talk a little bit about that when we get into Brian's section. But yeah, I mean, a lot of books going on at the moment, mate. You must be you're churning them out, aren't you?
Churning them out, and the next 2 years are gonna be very busy.
Well, there's loads on that I know of anyway. There's probably even more that'll be surprises, like this My Palatoy story, which is absolutely... I mean, when I saw this pop up on socials, Bob, I was very excited because I think this is something that hasn't... You're right, hasn't been done yet. We haven't had like a combined... all the info has been just random and it's like different brands focused and all that kind of stuff. This is because this isn't just Action Force, is it? This is going to be everything that you've touched.
Oh, no. It goes back to 1919 and before.
But how old are you then? you can't have been around in 1919.
No, it talks about the rise of plastics, yes. In the late 19th century, and it talks about how Castelloid started and
brilliant,
and then it talks about how the Palatoy name came about, and it leads on to other things.
So this is really more a Palitoy history. And I mean, when it comes to your experience with Palitoy, how does that feature in the book? Do you like slot in at a certain time period during this history?
Well, obviously.
But I mean, but in the telling of the story, though, I mean, like, is that, do you actually, yeah, does it change the narrative a little bit when you come into play?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't push myself too much. It's about Palitoy, but
right.
The big section obviously is the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, and
then the 80s, how Palitoy disappeared off the toy shelves, really.
Yeah,
you know, explains all that.
And I take it fans of the brands like Star Wars and Action Force and Action Man and all those, they're going to have plenty to get stuck into here as well, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. There'd be a lot of repeating stuff that people know about, but there might be one or two little gems there. And, of course, there's all the dolls, you know, Tiny Tears, Tressie, Pippa. There's, you know, I talk about all those.
Fantastic.
And games, because I worked on games.
Yeah.
You know, board games and mainline railways. Because I was part of that, you know.
Amazing.
So there's a lot to get through. Brian's had a bit of a read of it, haven't you, Brian?
I was really lucky to get to read kind of the first draft, which was clocking in at over 90,000 words. It took me a while to get through it, and it actually is an amazing book. And Bob's being very modest when he describes it there. This book actually captures how the toy industry was actually created.
Yeah.
Like, humans have been creating toys for you know, millennia, okay? But an actual industry around toys didn't exist until kind of, you know, the late Industrial Revolution period. So we're into maybe the late 19th century. And Bob's book picks it up there, looks at how kind of industrialization changes and social changes created a toy industry. And Castaloid was a company that was kind of, you know, very early in that particular game and in that business, and then how that company developed its own kind of toy niche while at the same time also producing industrial products. And then you just see the explosion of the toy industry as social changes kind of affect the way we live. We become more about leisure, less about survival. And then, you know, I suppose the bulk of the book really is given to that time where Bob kind of joins Palitoy, and there's so much detail about the 60s, about the 70s, the 80s, and all of those landmark toy brands that we associate with Palitoy today. And yes, there's going to be information there that the collectors and the fans will know, but there is loads of information in there that we didn't know. And even as an Action Force fan, this was reading the chapter on Action Force, and my mind was blown with some of the nuggets and I'm not going to reveal them now on the call, right? I'm not
right, every single one. Go.
But there was some great information in there that I did not know about. And of course, if we ever did another edition, a third edition of Total Action Force of Battle Years,
it would just be the Palitoy story part two, wouldn't it?
Yeah. To get them in there, you know.
That's a good summation, Brian. You put it in better words than I did.
Right, that's the interview over. Thanks, guys. Oh, no, that's brilliant. No, that's really great, actually, Brian. Brian and I were talking a little bit before we started recording, and he actually mentioned, yeah, there's loads of new stuff that's going to blow your mind in this. And I think that's one of the things, is that, like, you probably have an idea. You probably think that people know most of the bits and pieces that have, you know, over the years have kind of garnered enough information. But honestly, when you really start putting it pen to paper and people are reading this, I guarantee there's going to be loads of new stuff that we weren't aware of, or very few people were aware of, I should say.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Sure. I hope so. I think it's a nice story, I think.
Definitely.
You know, but it's my interpretation of it. I mean, somebody from marketing say we'll probably have a different interpretation.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from it from the design and development side. You know, there is a bit of marketing talk in it. You know, I talk about marketing, and also people from production would probably have a different slant on it.
Yeah.
But I talk about production as well. Well, I've interviewed Bob Simpson, who was managing director during the 60s, and I've managed to find, it was funny actually, because the son of Miles Fletcher, who was general manager before the Americans took over.
Yeah.
His son contacted me, and he was a bit peeved, really, because he said, Bob Simpson, father of Action Man. He says, my father was the father of Action Man, because he was the one who got it from America. You know, there's all that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but he had died in the 90s. His name is Miles Fletcher.
Yeah.
It's all in the book. And his mother was still alive, the widow of Miles Fletcher. I said to him, oh, I need to talk to her to find out some more information. And he said, well, you can do a Zoom like this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, where does she live? And he said, well, it's a little village near Swansea. I said, well, this weekend coming, I'm going down to Swansea to see my wife's sister.
Nice.
So I went round to see his widow and got some fantastic information off her.
Oh, that's
as Brian knows.
That's, yeah, well, I tell you what, I can't wait to read this book based on just these little nuggets, honestly. Yeah. I know you've, I mean, you've told me stuff in the past, Bob, that I don't think is like necessarily general knowledge. So that's something that, again, I'm going to be very excited to kind of have a refresher of everything, you know, because I feel that that needs to happen too. I think it needs to be a lot of re-education around this again, definitely. Effectively, it is a chronological account, isn't it? Is what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it goes through the decades.
Yeah. You know,
from when the First World War finished, you know, the First World War.
I'm aware of it.
1914-18 war.
Yeah.
It starts after that and goes through the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s. And then it finishes off with some stuff.
Is it going to be like chapters by decades? Is that how you're designing this, Brian?
Almost, yeah. I think you could say that.
It doesn't
say now we're going to talk about the 40s.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Is the book going to be this wide, by the way? Because that is a lot of stuff.
Very nearly.
One of my friends on Cornwall Heritage Society said, does it come with four legs to act as a coffee table?
It might have to. That's amazing. How did... I mean, this is probably a very basic question, not related to the book necessarily, but how did the connection between you guys come about in order to do this? Did you approach Brian? Did Brian approach you? Who's doing the approaching in this scenario?
Well, I think Brian approached me first when he was doing the Action Force book. Is that correct, Brian?
That's right. So, well, myself and Bob, the first time we ever met was actually at one of the roll out roll call.
Events. Yeah.
Oh, did we? I can't remember that.
The very first time, but it was you know, it was kind of a brief, you know, after it was at the end of the day, it was in the bar and we met very briefly, you know.
That was the first time I met you as well, Brian, I think.
I think it was the first time, that we met as well. So, and then, of course, you know, after that, when, you know, a couple of years after that, when we were working on the Total Action Force book, we reached out to Bob and asked, could we interview Bob for the book? And
he said no. You kept emailing him. He still said no.
I need the information for my book.
So what Bob did, you know, when he did the interview with us, it was some great insights in there. And then we sent a copy of the transcript to Bob, which he, you know, corrected. And there was some great insights in there. Like he just, there was some inaccuracies in the history, which Bob informed us on and mentioned that he was working on his own book. And so we're going back to like 2021 here.
Yeah.
So I said, whenever you get to do your own book, if you need a designer, give me a shout. And then it was maybe there late last year then that Bob kind of got back in touch and said, well, if you're still up for doing that, let's talk. So it kind of evolved very quickly then from there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad that did happen. You've got, I think, one of the best designers in the game for this book.
Oh, yeah.
Bob,
brilliant. Yeah. I was just looking at when these books arrived, I was skimming through it, looking at the photographs, and they're fabulous.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you.
And the graphic design as well. Obviously, he's not going to have enough space to put photographs in because there's so many words in this book.
Yeah.
Well, it is depth. There's a lot of words in it. Like, there's more than double the amount of words in this book than there is in the Total Action Force books.
I thought you were going to say than there is in the English language. There are more words in this book.
I'm sure Brian's got the skills to get some good photographs, you know, into the text.
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Have you been
to be very visual.
Bob, have you been donating lots of images for the book as well? Are you kind of giving lots of awesome.
As I said, when I saw Miles Fletcher's widow, she gave us some nice photographs.
Oh, fantastic.
I think one of them's in the book, you know, in the video the book's open and there's a photograph of two guys.
Yes. Bob's referring to a video that Tony Roberts did.
That's right.
And it shows a sample spread in there with the Miles Fletcher photograph in that. And it'll be, some of those photos will you'll be able to view them on the Kickstarter campaign page when that goes live.
Brilliant.
But in terms of photography, one of the things that myself and Bob have been working on together over the last few months is trying to source licensable images that we can use in the book. So there is a lot of material from Bob's personal collection that will be in there. Some great images that I've certainly never seen before.
Yeah.
And then we have the images that have came from Miles Fletcher's widow, which are brilliant photos of Miles Fletcher and his career. You know, there's great shots of him with the, you know, toy of the year, trophy and action man, and lots of other toys on the table. But then we've looked at kind of, you know, sites like Getty Images, like Alamy, trying to find, you know, old photographs. And we found incredible shots of, you know, behind the scenes in production at Palitoy.
Wow.
That we'd never seen before.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Contact with the Leicester Mercury newspaper, and they've pulled out hundreds of images from their archive that we can select from. We won't be able to use all of their images, but we've got a rich library there that we can dive into to illustrate the book. And it will be, you know, an illustrated history, so there'll be lots of imagery in there. Like it's going to be a chunky book. Well, and then of course we've even talked about, you know, doing like process diagrams, you know, to show the actual manufacturing process as well.
Brilliant.
So very nicely designed, you know, beautifully, like infographics in there too. So there'll be great text in there. My task is to make sure that the visuals meet the standards that Bob has set with the storytelling. So I've got my work cut out for me on this one.
Yeah, it's not like you've got anything else on, mate. You'll be fine. speaking of which, Brian, we're all aware of your design chops with the plethora of fantastic books you've released previously. What new aspects are you going to be bringing to this book that we maybe haven't seen before from Brian Hickey's design?
Well, it will be different in that it's not, you know, it won't be full of diorama photos. There might be some diorama photos in there, but they certainly won't be a focus.
Right.
The way we've done it with the previous books.
They won't be in focus either, right?
They never are.
As if you've got, again, like, once again, that is only a joke. You have got some of the most amazing toy photography images I think I've ever seen ever. So yeah, it's all jokes, Brian.
I will be contributing photos of toys to the book, absolutely. It's not an archive of different toy brands. We won't be showing like lineups of the figures by year of release or anything like that. But it will be very rich with visuals.
At least got that already with Action Force, haven't we? At least we've got that covered.
Absolutely.
With Total Action Force.
Oh yeah, all that stuff's covered.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's great, and you know, it's the story really. It's the story, backed up by great graphics and great photographs from Brian.
Looking forward to, you know, I have a design in my head, and I've shown Bob a few kind of sample pages, but I'm really looking to kind of get my teeth into it and developing that even further.
Cannot wait to see this. One more thing I want to ask Brian before we finish, actually, and that is, this has to be a dream come true project to work with one of the most iconic legends in the design toy industry. No lies, Bob, that is purely genuine.
No.
I guarantee that Brian, it is absolute dreamland right now.
This is this is a dream job, a dream project. It's not a job. The job sounds like something that's hard work and sure, right? This is a dream project with a design legend. And even though, like, a lot of the toys that are covered in this book, I played with myself as a kid. Palitoys, what we bought here in Ireland back in the 80s and the 70s. So this has, you know, it means a lot to me personally. Obviously, I've gotten to, you know, to talk to Bob a lot over the last year or so, you know, with between the Total Action Force books and now this project.
Yeah.
So I feel like I feel honored to be working with a design legend on this, to bring, to help bring his story to life in terms of, you know, the visual representation of it. You know, and then to relive parts of my own childhood as well as part of that. So it is a dream project for me, 100%.
Yeah. You still got your Action Force then, but have you still got your Tressie?
Do you know what? I have a teeny tiny tears upstairs.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Bob, is it the same for you? Are you excited to work with a legend that is Brian Hickey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, having seen what he's done, it's brilliant. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the final thing, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting here wetting my knickers, as they say.
And mine. You've wet mine as well. How did you do that over Zoom?
It's my age, you know, with the old prostate.
Amazing. Well, let's get stuck into the project itself. What is the initial funding goal, and take us through that, the kind of basics of the of what we're going to see as a customer here.
Well, we're going to need to raise 46,000 euros to make this happen. So it's a pretty ambitious funding goal. This book is a lot more ambitious than what we've done with the Total Action Force books in the past.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger book. But we've tried to get the reward levels. We're trying to strike that right balance to kind of hopefully make it an attractive price for backers. I have a kind of a preview of the project here. So quickly kind of breaking it down.
Yeah.
Have an early bird reward level where you can get 10 euro off the price of the book. If you're back within the first 5 days for 55 euro plus shipping, you can get a copy of this book shipped to you, directly to you, if the campaign's successfully funds. After the first 5 days, that's it. It'll just revert to the regular backer level price, which is 65 euro.
Yeah.
Plus shipping to get a physical copy of the book. Then there's a signed copy of the book signed by Bob himself for 80 euro plus shipping. Then we have reward level 4 is for 100 euro plus shipping. You'll get the book, you'll get an A3 poster and a set of bonus postcard prints.
This is where it starts getting nice, isn't it? Because this is where Brian starts working his magic with his beautiful images.
So we'll have a nice poster and a nice set of postcards, which will, you know, show some of those kind of key brands from Bob's time at Palatoy.
Fantastic.
For 120 euro, you can get 2 copies of the book. For 120, so it's a small saving there. And then for 170, you can get 2 signed copies of the book with the A3 poster and the postcard set as well.
Fantastic. And you've given me a little, like, well, actually, technically, we're recording this beforehand. And this is how the sausage is made, guys, sorry. We're recording this beforehand, but this is going out today on the day that it is live. So people can see all of this now. It is technically live. It's just going to take me a couple of days to edit it. So, go and obviously pledge. Go do it now. Why are you waiting? Go and pledge now. But, of course, watch the rest of the video. But I can see this as well as we're kind of going through this. And yeah, these look like pretty solid reward levels. Everything looks like very value for money here, guys. Especially that early bird offer, which looks fantastic.
That's a fantastic price for this book. That actually is, we had an early bird for Total Action Force, the soft cover edition.
Yeah.
That was the same price. And this is like a lot more pages. This is a hard book. So that early bird price is fantastic. Fantastic value for backers.
Are you going to make Bob, you're going to have to sign all of these as well, aren't you, mate? All of the ones that you have to sign.
Yeah, he's got to send them all over to Leicestershire for me to sign.
Cool, it's going to be all right.
I'll drive them over.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, keep it, yeah, like, just drive them over. It's fine. Just pop over. Bob, can you sign these 30,000 copies? That would be great, wouldn't it? If it just went absolutely gangbusters, you made $9 million and you have to like sign 386,000 copies by hand.
Now I'm going to have the pleasure of going over to see Brian.
Aww.
Again. I can't remember the first time that the rollout, but I shall have the pleasure of going over and see him and help him pack them up and send them off and sign them.
That's fantastic.
You know what? That would be great, Bob. It'd be great to have you over here. And we might need to keep it a secret because you have a lot of fans here in Ireland and they will come knocking on the door, just not to see me, to see you.
Straight up. The Irish contingent is strong in the Action Force community, isn't it? Like, seriously, there's so many of you. Anyway, yes, fantastic. Thank you for that, Brian, for the breakdown and everything. In terms of the, you mentioned the postcards and the poster there. Could you give us a bit more detail as to what images we're going to be looking at there?
Well, there are things we're going to reveal over the course of the campaign. So so what that actually means is that I still have a bit of design work to do on them. but they will be, by the time the campaign has ended, they'll all be revealed, like what we've done with the Total Action Force campaigns in the past.
Brilliant.
So we'll have, you can see from the front cover design that I'm using sort of a collage effect.
Yeah.
So it's a series of different different photos all kind of collaged together. So that's a visual style that we're going to bring through a lot of those sort of design assets. And just quickly, I need to give a thanks to some of the toy collectors who allowed me to use their photos in that cover collage. So they're not all my photos. We've had to reach out to a couple of different collectors, particularly on the girls' toys that I don't have in my own collection. And they've been very grateful to let us to use those in the cover design and within the book itself. So the acknowledgements on the book will be a pretty significant...
6 pages of acknowledgements. That's fantastic. Bob, how excited are you, bud, to get this book kind of out to people?
Well, yeah, I'm not sort of an excitable person, but I'm starting to get excited. You know me.
Get him another pair of pants.
Sorry?
Get him another pair of pants, I was saying.
Yes. Yeah, I am excited, about it.
Fantastic.
And I'm very grateful for Brian for accepting it to do it. Brilliant.
The honor is mine.
I was just about to say, it wouldn't have taken him much convincing. even if Brian was like, had no bandwidth left whatsoever and was just like under it, he'd be like, right, I'm dropping everything and I'm doing this. I guarantee that very much. And I'm talking on his behalf.
As you say, he's got lots of projects on the go and I thought perhaps he wouldn't want to do it, you know, with all the other projects he has.
No, he's a glutton for punishment. Okay. You know that.
This is a beautiful project, and it's I could never walk away from this. This, just embrace it fully, and you know, my challenge is to produce something that's going to look as good as it is written. Because let me tell you guys, this book is brilliantly researched. The detail is incredible in terms of the amount of research going into it, and it's a superb story.
Cannot wait.
Thank you, Brian.
Cannot wait. This is great. This is so good. It's like I said, when I saw the My Palatoy Story image pop up on socials, I was just like, yes, cannot wait for this book. It's so exciting. And now we can pledge for it, because obviously this is now the future. So if you're watching right now, guys, obviously jump into the description below, link below. Get in there, pledge, get the early bird. Let's get this done early and quickly, and then just go from there. Actually, in relation to that, guys, are there any stretch goals planned, or are you thinking about stretch goals possibly? And depending on how the actual campaign goes,
we'll have to see how the campaign goes. But obviously, if there's a lot of interest, and we hope that there is, stretch goals is definitely something that we will be able to bring to the table. But, you know, at this early stage, we would just be really grateful if we can hit that funding goal and just make this book a reality. But look, you know, hopefully the toy collecting community across all the different strands, you know, the Star Wars, the Action Force, the Tressies, the Pippas, the Tiny Tears, the Action Man collectors, that they'll all come on board. And if they do, you know, we will certainly bring that extra value to the table for sure.
Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the interview. Unless you've got any other things that you need to throw in before we go?
Just I haven't so much.
I think you covered it all.
Fantastic. Bob, thank you so much for jumping on, mate. We really appreciate seeing you.
Thanks for doing it for us, Chris.
Not at all. This is the least I can do. Trust me. I'm very, like I said, I cannot begin to describe how excited I am for this. I'm obviously a massive fan of Brian and Paddy's books for Total Action Force, the upcoming RoboSkull Mark II, which you're involved in as well, Bob, obviously.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Hang on, let's seeing as we're here, you know.
Oh,
there we go. Yes. There we go. Sorry, I'm getting a cramp as I start. Hey, look at Bob's t-shirt, bad to the bone.
That's yours.
Yeah, I made that for you many moons
that's a
ago.
Great t-shirt.
Many moons ago. That's not a moon. That's a space station. That's. I love that shirt, Bob. I'm so glad you were. You. I'm so glad you rock it every now and again. That's fantastic. Is it only for the recordings though? Do you just throw it away after that?
I play football in it.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Winner. Absolutely. I'm so happy about that. You have no idea. No, Bob. You're an absolute star. We love you so much, mate. And. Also, Kate sends her regards and a love. She misses you, both of you.
Coming over in the summer?
Not, unfortunately, it'll just be me for the first time. But we'll get out again. Don't worry. We'll make sure we get out again together. But yeah, I've got to see the folks soon because it's been however many years now since Blimmin 2020. Oh, goodness.
Is it?
Me.
Oh,
yeah, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Right. Well, lads, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. Right, Kickstarter, live as we speak. Link in the description below. Pledge like your lives depend on it. I hope you've had a good time, guys. It'd be great to have you back on, like maybe during the campaign, depending on what's going on.
Yes,
maybe if we need a boost or something like that, we can jump on another chat. Brian can show us his postcards and posters at that point as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's it for this installment of the Full Force Redacted. Thank you, my wonderful guests, Bob Breakin and Brian Hickey. See you next time. And as always, after three, you know what to do, guys. You have to shout Full Force. One, two, three.
Full Force!
Fantastic. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.
Access granted.